We've been hearing the views of Barbadian technology specialist Niall Harper. He warns that this country needs to put more safeguards in place to protect people's privacy in the push towards a digital ID.
Like, you know, we've had at least 15 to 20 websites that have been compromised in the last 4 to 5 years. So, I mean, based on the track record of the government, that alone should really concern people that their personal data, their sensitive data, cannot be protected by the government, given the existing capabilities that the government has in place.
So what's his advice to government now?
You know, for me, I would say implementing complex systems like a digital ID, it has to be well planned. It has to be well understood. You know, you have to start with a robust risk assessment. You know, you have to understand what are all the various risks that the system is exposed to. Understand those are risks. You also have to understand what are your objectives. You know, you have to have an objective for what you want the system to achieve. And I think a lot of people have been throwing around a lot of different objectives. We want to have a payment card. We want to have biometrics. You know, it's more like a wish list. But for a system like this, it's better to start very simple. And I mentioned in my document that they should really start with identity proofing and enrollment, which is simple. You have people's identities. You can use their birth certificate. You can use their passport, verify their identity, and enroll them into the system. So you have a central repository of people's identities. Second thing is authentication and identity lifecycle management, where you have a way that people can securely authenticate to government services, whether it be immigration, whether it be Easy Pay Plus, whether you want to pay your taxes at the revenue authority. You use the digital identity system for authentication as well. So people have a consistent way of proving their identity, but also authenticating the government system based on a verified identity and a set of credentials. Start very basic. And then once you have that properly done, you have the environment properly secured. You know, you understand your risks. You have the right legislation in place. You have an oversight function in place to ensure there's no misuse and abuse. Once you have all those key pieces in place, then you can look at interoperability with other systems like the banking system, the insurance system, you know, with credit management systems, so that you can use the digital identity as a centralized identity provider to deliver online services to Barbadians. But start very simple. Start small. Start with a manageable set of business requirements and objectives that you can meet those objectives while ensuring that you can secure the system and protect people's personal and sensitive data from compromise.
Mr. Harper adds that there are some important matters to consider.
Is there a dedicated project team? Is the person who's in charge of the project a certified project manager? Has the person deployed complex systems in the past? Has the person managed these type of really high risks in terms of implementing complex systems? All of that's very important. The resources on the team, who's funding it, you know, who's the service provider that's providing the solution? Have they vetted the solution? Where is the data being stored? Is it being stored in a privacy friendly country? For example, if you're going to store the data in the United States, then it's not privacy friendly, because the United States government will use its different pieces of legislation to claim and to enforce their will to say we should have access to this data as we please. So, you mean, there's so many different things to think about, you know. So for me, I think that if they continue going down this path at such a frenetic breakneck pace without taking the time to understand what are their objectives and to properly manage the various risks that exist, the financial risk, the operational risk, the privacy risk, the legal risk, to manage all those different risks, then this is going to be a disaster.
Digital specialist Niall Harper on Sagicor's Early Business.